In the Parsha, there are only a few pieces of Kedushas Levi. Each one is quite short. So I want to elaborate on the Kedushas Levi describing the encounter between Yaakov Avinu and the Sar Shel Esav. The Bedichever comments on the Pasuk Vayomer Shalchenim Ki Ola HaShachar. And the Malach is requesting, the Sar Shel Esav requesting from Yaakov to send him off because the sun is rising. In Perish Rashi, Shegiha Islam Ashira, that it was now his time to say Shira, it was his time, he was being called to sing song. And the Medrash explains, Shemei Olam Lo Amar Shira Dayin, that the Sar Shel Esav is never Zocha to sing a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before this moment. The Ata now, pumped at this moment, Higiyah ha'esh lo mashira. This was the time he was called to sing a shira. Yesh lahavin asks the Kedushas Levi, lama higiyah ata ha'esh lo mashira. Why? Dafka, this moment, after the battle between Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, this was the chance he had to sing shira for the very first time in his existence. V'nira dinei kol ha'sarim shel ha'umos, all the various ministering angels of each nation. Omrim Shira, they all sing songs. Ve'emasai Omrim Shira, when do they say songs? When do they zocha to sing a song? Kisha ose eza uma chesed lamata. When the nation below does a chesed im Yisrael. When the nation of the world does a chesed to Am Yisrael, mizeh, from that chesed, he gil lehem his gabrus. The Sar, there's a certain strength, a certain elevation that brought to the Sar Shelahem of that nation up in Shemayim, Lomar Shira. So that chesed that's done brings about a certain hisoris, a certain excitement to sing song. The Kan here, Hayasar Shel Esav, V'asa Esav Bekan Chesedim Yaakov. Because the Esav had done a chesed for Yaakov Avinu. Now it's unclear exactly, Kedushas Levi doesn't explain what the chesed is. So based on the bottom here, the Oz V'Hadar, the Bi'urim, they say, suggest, based on the Medrash, that the Malach of Esav helped Yaakov bring all his son over the river. So some chesed was done to Yaakov, and some chesed was done to Am Yisrael. And from that moment, there was a certain strength given to the Sar Shel Esav to sing song. U'lechach amru, shemi olam lo amar shira. Before this moment, the Sar Shel Esav was not zocha to sing a song, because mikimi olam lo asa Esav im Yaakov chesed. He never had done a chesed to Yaakov. Ve'ata asa chesed im Yaakov lachach higia ita olam arshira. Now this was his moment to sing song because he did a chesed with Yaakov Avinu. Now if we turn our attention for a few moments to the Kedushas Levi in Purim. In Purim Kedusha, Purim Kedusha Sheina, Kedusha Shnia, the Berditcher explains this Indian of singing song, of the Sar Shel Umos Olam singing songs. And he explains that Dasha Kol Sar V'Sar Shel Umos, every single ministering angel, every nation, Sarach La'avod Es HaElokeinu, they need to serve Hashem. Elokei Elokim Adon Hadonim, the God of Gods, the Master of Masters. And if each ministering angel of each particular nation needs to sing their song, their tune, according to their bechina. Kigam hasar shel Esav, even the angel of Esav, shenevakim Yaakov, that was wrestling with Yaakov Avinu, hayatzarech lagid shira. Even our arch enemy had to sing song. V'cholechad magid shira kifi bechinaso. And each one, each nation, angel sings a song according to their imba'ava, some with love, imba'ira, some with a fear, some nitzachon. Different midos, different nations have. Moshe was famous for calling United States of America as a country of chesed. And there are other countries that are a country as a punishment, a din, and a nitzachon, a victory, beauty. Each one sings their song, and it's connected to their language and their culture. The way they serve God, umagid shira, Kacha Yonik v'kacha mashpil umaso, how they are Yonik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how they mashpil to the nations of the world. It connects us to the osios of the nations and the language of the nations. V'da. I know it's Chanukah around the corner, but okay, it's never too early to begin Purim. He writes, Im Adam rotze she'echa min ha'umos yahafoch levavo letov al Yisrael. The person wants that one of the nations change their heart, change their tune, change their attitude towards Am Yisrael, to remove the anti-Semitism. Im hu yodeya ve'eze b'china hashira v'abdu shalol elokei elokim ve'eze midahu mishabeach. If he knows which particular bechina he has, which song he has, which way he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im atzadik omer zos hashira shemagid asar shalo, if the tzadik sings this song, that's his song, v'ovid bezos bechina lokeinu shovid asar shalo, if he's able to match the nation's angel and figure out what his nekud is, what his bechina is, and sing the song of that nation, azay tzorech hasar lev ozeh ha'ish. So that angel, let's say, for example, the angel of America, the Sar Shalom America, if a Gadol Hador sings a song of America, it doesn't mean the national anthem, but a song that represents the nation, so then that Sar of America, for example, has to be Meshubba to the Tzaddik. His Tzar Chasar Lev was Lehov Zehaish. He needs to love this Tzaddik, Sha'ovid Esel Kelokim Abbechina Shalom. That's using his conduit, he's using his pipeline, his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's jumping onto his song, into his choir. V'omer Ashira Shalom Yuchad Elov Lezeh Sar. The Kevin Shasar Oiv Es HaTzadik. Now once the angel of this country loves the Tzadik, She'omer Es HaShira Shasar Omer, that they're singing the same song. As I Kofos Olas Es Ritzon HaTzadik. Now, that angel, that nation needs to do the will of the Tzadik. V'ein Tzarech L'Hashba Os Shamolachim. L'chein Gadol HaOmer Perek Shira. Therefore, it's such a powerful, powerful thing to say, Perek Shira. To go through all Perek Shira describes all the different songs of the creatures of the world, of the nations of the world. L'chein Yesh Tzadikim Shiodim Shivim Lashon. That's why they're Tzadikim who know 70 languages of the world. Because just like knowing their song and their national anthem, if you will, knowing their language also is a way to get getting them to do your will. V'gavriel Lime Yosef Shivim Lashon. That's why in the Karim Parashios, Yosef learned all 70 languages from Gavriel. Shalimin also heach kol sarvasar yinikaso, to understand the nature of each of the angels and the nations of the world. Me'akadusha v'achizasa v'kadusha v'ashir shalo. To know their kadusha, know where their kochos are. V'kevin sheyoda heach yinikaso me'akadusha. Now if you know what the structure is, what the mechanism is, where the nations get their kadusha, v'heach hashba, so how their influence is in the world. Zed d'musa osio shekol umos. That's the images of the letters of each of the worlds, each of the nations. Udimus halashono, shakolumos, kudimus yinikaso, and the culture, the language, everything. Yosef explains that's exactly, without reading into, but that's exactly how Mordechai was able to overcome Haman and Achashverosh and bring the Geula. Because as we know, Chazal tells us, the Gemara tells us that Mordechai knew all 70 languages, meaning he understood the nature, the Kedusha, the Unika of each of the 70 languages, each of the countries of the world. He was able to figure out where the Koch was, to sing their song, to speak their language, and through that, be able to force the nations, the Tsar, Shaprasu Madai, to do his will. Tzimitza Hashem Mishavi Zoche, as a nation, as a world, to sing the songs of all the nations of the world, to say the languages, to speak the language of all the nations of the world, and through that, see the goodness, the chesed that all nations will do to Am Yisrael, with the Gula Shlema Ba'amita Esmehevi Amin. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.